Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number three. And I was just talking to CJ in there. I said, what's your concern here? He goes, the moment I saw this staged, how it was the premiere, how it's going to just make them, you know, basically sell more tickets, how we saw the pre-hype, and he said it's only a matter of hours till the firefighters get into his computers. And just like when Richard Poplawski killed those three cops, he was a white supremacist who was constantly attacking me everywhere, that calling for violence against me we later discovered, and they had the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, local writer, within 1 hour of them getting his computer, come out and say he did it for Alex Jones. Turned out his computer had thousands, I saw the court records, had I made them all retract, thousands of websites he'd visited, including Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, my website's bigger than MSNBC and CNBC.com combined. I mean, gee, do you think somebody might have visited it? So every time Nightline, every time anybody's here, they say, you're going to cause violence. And I'm like, really? Really? I need to be shut down because of that? I'm going to talk about it after the break. Let's just go to your calls right now. And absolutely, when they get into those computers, it is a very good chance that I'm going to be blamed for this. And I'm not looking forward to it. It's happened a whole bunch. They tried to blame me for the Gifford stuff until it came out. He was a big Democrat who liked to dress up as a woman. I'm not saying he's bad. He liked to do that. I mean, the point is that, you know, he's a guy who hated Republicans and dressed up as a woman. I'm not responsible for that, okay? Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Colorado. Robert, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thank you, Alex. I'm a little bit groggy right now, if you can bear with me. I've been up all night. People have been calling me all night long. I used to be a former A6 driver 27 years ago. I knew Eric Harris's father. He was an F4 Phantom driver. The Columbine situation, I had guys that I knew, young guys, when they were on the SWAT team, and they were already stacked to go in 20 minutes after that shooting, and they were told to stand down. All right? And they weren't allowed to breach Columbine for 5 hours afterwards.
No, that came out in the news. I interviewed the editor of the Rocky Mountain News. It was in the news that the police shot some of the kids, and that there were other shooters inside. I mean,
well, I don't know what police it was, but it wasn't SWAT, because I knew two guys who were on SWAT. They're my personal friends. They never even fired a shot that day. They were already stacked. They were stacked 10 deep to go in 20 minutes after that thing happened, and they were told to stand down and back off.
I guess more people could bleed to death that way, I guess. A higher death number for Clinton.
I don't know, but this kind of reminded me what went down last night. Like I said, I've been up for almost 22 hours, so I'm a little groggy. But like I said, I'm a former A6 driver. I know, trust me, your whole 9/11 scenario is correct. I was involved in the FAA for many years out in Denver. Yes, they're... I don't know. It's not. There's not really a deep underground base there. There's a terminal station that'll take you out to Cheyenne Mountain and out to Buckley. That's basically where they run. There's a lot of rail tracks under the ground. The whole airport's really a physical disaster when you get underneath it. I was involved at TSA and its inception. Massive criminal corruption from the beginning. There were guys that, one guy was the federal security director who was a former lieutenant colonel. He was already sucking down one retirement check, and then he got another one for just being the FSD, federal security director, for 5 years, and he sucked down enough. And he made $185,000 a year and sucked down 90% of that pension. So
well,
guys,
I tell you what, stay there. Don't hang up, Robert. I want to come back and get your take on what happened last night, because you've already talked about Columbine, which CBS News reported there was 127 bombs they brought inside in front of the police that morning, and then the school's half empty, but there's nothing to worry about, nothing suspicious. Stay there. I want to come back and get your take, sir, on what happened last night, because you were saying you had similar concerns. We'll be right back with more calls. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're taking your phone calls, and then I'm going to talk about the fact that the Democratic Party and others that are collaborators with the globalists and the UN are openly saying they want to restrict our gun rights now and want the UN treaty signed to restrict our rights. To kill opposition, they said, don't worry, it doesn't take your rights. Don't run, we're your friends. Everything's fine. Hands up, though. Well, now they're just moving forward to want to ban our guns. So here you have it. It happened. But there are a lot of mainstream articles saying, hey, we have a very violent culture. We have a lot of violence in the movies, a lot of glorification of it, and the studies show that's what's really causing this. Yes, it's not the guns killing people. It's the fact that I would not want to be a police officer nowadays. You know, we see a lot of bad cops now. There's a lot of good ones as well. A lot of good ones because I meet them and talk to them. But there are a lot of bad ones because the system wants corrupt people and thugs in there. And they've got a bigger pool from this degenerating culture. It's not just here. All over the world, the test scores, the health, the work ethic, the families, it's all disintegrating. What's upstanding today is just average 50 years ago. I mean, people are lazy, they're stupid, they're not paying attention, and they're downright evil. And I'm not talking about everybody, but the percentage of slobs, the percentage of people that don't know how to do... I mean, look, compared to my dad, I don't know how to fix anything. Compared to his dad, he doesn't know how to fix a lot of stuff. I mean, it's just people are getting dependent. And we're getting specialized, too. Well, we're only good at certain things. It's a very scary scenario. That's all I can say. And you know the TSA. They're saying TSA-type checkpoints now to be everywhere to stop mass shootings, which statistically, Kurt Nemo's got a great article up there at Infowars.com. Statistically, well, he's got the numbers. You've got a very much better chance of just rare forms of death than you do from mass shootings. I mean, shootings is way down the line. Most years, it's like number 10, 11, 12, 13. It varies year to year in the World Almanac. And guys, will you pull up causes of death, number one cause of, or like top causes of unnatural death, and just, I mean, I forget the exact search that'll pull it up, but just watch. Just like I know on average there's 5 great white deaths a year. Sometimes there's 2, sometimes there's 7, but on average it's 5. Total shark attacks, it's about a dozen every year. Sometimes big makos, elite people occasionally, or big tigers sometimes have a little snack. Tigers will actually eat you. Like a great white bites you and almost always lets go. A tiger or a mako will actually take you and have a snack. In fact, sometimes they like you rotten, so they'll take you and cram you under some mangroves, wait till you get a little bit more tasty, kind of like a crocodile will do, and then come back later for the delicious snack. But there's some amazing videos on YouTube of guys hand-feeding giant tiger sharks, like 14 feet long. And they go there every day and bring tourists. It's in the Caribbean, I forget where. And they hand-feed these giant, and they're like dogs that come over and wag their tails, get all excited. The guys are sitting there hand-feeding them. The point is that I'm digressing, and I guess there is no point. That mass shootings are incredibly rare. And when you have mass shootings that aren't staged, they get no attention. Like there's actually been mass shootings in Virginia and other areas of police. And boy, let me tell you, when somebody goes in a police station and shoots 10 cops and kills 4 or 5 of them, like they did in Fairfax County, Virginia, it didn't get any attention. Because that was real. And they don't want real. Again, it's you know when it's staged because of the hype. You know by the propaganda and the way it's pushed. And that's the coup de grace or the cherry on top. That's the plastic cherry on top, is that is the response, the timing, the UN treaty, all of it. It's fake. It's classic. The MO is this guy was drugged. We know from other Manchurian candidates, probably didn't even do the shooting. Has been probably tortured off and on for months. He's disappeared, hadn't talked to mommy. He's in this big neurological brain interface PhD program. That's classically where they get him. He disappears. I'm going to go to Robert here in just a minute. Talking to myself here. I realize I got to shut up. It's just so incredible. I mean, I'm trying to give you all the data points of why I know this is staged. I mean, it's just hundreds of them. And 50 most common causes of death. Yeah, but that's got natural ones. Cardiovascular disease, that's okay. Keep going. It's fine. Infectious disease, stroke, lower respiratory tract infection, respiratory disease, AIDS, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, tuberculosis, malaria, lung cancer, diabetes, suicide. Oh, yeah, especially if you're in the military. Stomach cancer. And it just goes on. Keep going. We're going to find the guns. I think guns are the 10th, 11th, or 12th, depending on the year. It varies, of unnatural. See, these are medical things. The search is causes of unnatural death. And it's going to be automobile accidents. And then it's going to be hospitals with bad prescriptions. And it's going to be hospital infections. Look these up, folks. This is what I do all day, study statistician numbers. Because I want to know real reality. Okay, I'm going to shut up here. We got law in Colorado. That might be one of the We Are Change guys I know. But let's finish up with Robert. Robert, you're saying you're formerly in the military. You know a lot of the guys are on the SWAT team at Columbine. People just joined us in the last segment. You were talking about the fact that, yeah, the whole thing was really spooky. But continuing, what's your take on what happened there in Colorado last night at the premiere of The Dark Knight Rises?
Like I said, I've been up all night. I got a cousin named Al, too, and we were talking about this all night. And I'm almost 50, so I'm an old-timer. we used to take our boys to that theater a couple years ago when they were really young, still in high school. And there was a heavy police presence always at that theater. All right. Every premiere night through Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and stuff, there was always a heavy police presence. So, you know, we were talking this morning about it. And I said, well, where were the cops at? You know, there were always at least eight Aurora cops. And see, this
is... this is one of those mega theaters. Whenever I go to one of those, any night of the week, there's at least two cops. But if you go on a premiere night, there might be five or six, like you said.
Oh, there's always... Not even that, because, you know, it's predominantly... Let me put it this way. It's predominantly in a black neighborhood. And there's always shootings that go down up there. All right? And... When I found this out, when I'm looking at this, I'm like, wait a minute. You know, this couldn't have possibly happened the way it said it did. And then now I come to find out the shooter, who's a white guy, who apparently lives in a predominantly black apartment complex very close to this, and is booby-trapped. Now, what are the odds of that? And he tells the police that it's booby-trapped. And then his mother comes out and says, well, I knew my son was going to do that. This makes no sense to me, Alex.
What about him being in a, because I've been to these different university departments at UT and others, over 90% of them are funded by Department of Defense. We're looking into it now. Preliminary, this program he was part of was an advanced DARPA-funded mind interface. In fact, guys, put that article back up for me. It's out of the Associated Press. It's also on Yahoo. Program, that's exactly where they recruit the patsies out of. I mean, I've seen this before.
Surprise me. Because what I'm saying is the MO makeup, it doesn't fit what would be an actual random shooter. You know what I'm saying? Why would, I'm a black man, so I'm just saying, why would a white guy be living in a predominantly black apartment complex and then go into a predominantly black theater and shoot people up? Maybe this could be what you're saying about, you know, the race thing that's coming down here too. You know, the provocateur for this. But I'm just saying.
Oh, wow. And they start sense. Exactly, because I got to tell you, I just looked at the Trayvon Martin thing and the Zimmerman deal open and looked at it. And then it turned out they knew his head was bashed in. His nose was broken. He went out and said, what are you doing? And Martin beat him up, had split. I mean, you know, white guys, black guys kill each other, whatever. The point is, this stuff goes on. And then they did all that. And then the Justice Department tried to hype it. And then MSNBC edited the tape to say, he's a black guy, get him, when the full tape is like, well, what color is he? Well, I think he's black. I mean, the whole thing was a psyop, and you're right. Wow, they are saying that this... So you're saying you live in the area, and I know some of the victims were black. Oh, my gosh, if they come out with that angle, holy mackerel, when they get into his computers. Because we know, oh, man, it could be that.
Let me chime on Trayvon Martin for a minute. I lived in Florida too, and you know, I was stationed down there, and I did not, you know, it's you know, you said you grew up in Dallas, which is bad enough, but I mean, Florida is a really redneck, racist area to live in, and you know, I don't know, you know, him and the kid got into it. My whole point with Trayvon Martin is, if you wouldn't have put yourself in that position, you wouldn't have to shoot that kid. Why would you follow him?
Well, sure. My point is, we know the government and the media took it and tried to get a race conflict going. That's my point.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm trying. You know what? And we've got this programmed media here in town. This is FEMA Region 8. This is your default capital right here. You know where this is. This is Crystal Palace, baby. This is it.
No, this is it. Why do you think it happened literally right down the road from Columbine? I mean, how suspicious is that? And then right before the UN treaty.
Well, really, it's not down the road from Columbine. It's about, you know, you grew up in Dallas, so I figured it's from Dallas to Plano. But it's about 30—Littleton's about 35 miles away from where this happened. But this is 6 miles away from Buckley Air Force—no, 5 miles, not even five, 4 miles away from Buckley Air Force Base. You know what I'm saying? So I don't trust anything that happened out here last night. I think this whole thing was staged and planned. The guys don't get gas masks. Where are you going to get a gas mask from? Where are you going to get tear gas canisters? You know what I'm saying? And then you have a booby-trapped house. The house, and then the guy says, well, I booby-trapped my house so the police can't get in it. Who does that?
And they always do that so only the feds can get in and find what they want. Wow, really great points. Thank you so much, Robert. Law from Colorado, you're up next. And I think I know Law. This is a very interesting. His name is Law. He's a. You can see Luke on his shoulders bullhorning Chris Matthews in the extras of the Obama deception after they attacked me with a knife and cut my bullhorn.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp-edged blade. Toughest Nails, New World.
New World, where we are. Love for all and all free, baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams.
Thunder only helps when it's raining.
Rock Dog Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com.
I'm holding back in time.
Seven things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Myself today.
I hurt myself today.
See if I still feel.
See if I still feel.
I focused.
I focused
on the pain. The only thing.
The only thing that's real.
The needle tears a hole.
The needle tears a hole.
The old familiar sting.
The old familiar sting.
I try to kill it.
Try to kill it all away.
But I remember.
But I remember everything.
What have I become?
What have I become?
My sweetest friend.
My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away in the end.
And you could have it all.
And you could have it all.
My empire of dirt.
My empire of dirt.
I will let you in.
I will let you down.
I will make you hurt. All these people that sell their souls to control others and study the science of the mind and use it to shutter intellects instead of empowering humanity, they do rule an empire of dirt. And that's why they try to hype up evil and ugliness is so beautiful. They're trying to turn our atmosphere, politically, spiritually, into what they are. It is a kingdom of psychopaths. And they are reporting multiple shooters. That got corrected. They are reporting he went through a theater door that, by the way, are hinged to open out. Have giant metal hinges. You can't. They're sunk into the doors. There's giant metal around them. It's not like it's going this way. It goes this way only. It would take a gorilla to get through that. Oh, but he kicked it in. Oh, really? Oh, really? I've tried to knock down a big door, getting sick of it being locked, a big wooden door. Let me tell you, it's hard. It's hard when you've got a couple locks in wood. Not going through metal. It takes a battering ram. I'm tempted to, it's so weird. I was going to be in Colorado at this time, but didn't go. Let's go ahead and talk to Law in Colorado. Is this Law the We Are Changer?
Hello, Alex. Why, yes, it is, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. What do you make of all this?
Well, this is very interesting. Everything on our end definitely indicates a false flag type attack. I sent some info to your tipster guys. A guy named Bill Warner out of Sarasota, Florida, reports that the James Holmes, the shooter, was actually a member of the Black Bloc. And whether or not that's the truth or not, when I look at the picture of this guy, he looks really familiar, and we spent, you know, a good couple months down at Denver Occupy basically fighting off the intelligence agencies and trying to wake everybody up to how they control it. And the anarchist Black Bloc had taken over Occupy immediately.
I was assaulted by the Black Bloc, which really is the federal bloc in most cases. When I was at Denver with you guys, they would come up and slap me in the back and punch me and then laugh about it. Of course, you were there when we had him cutting our microphones with knives. That was MSNBC. But, yeah, it's pretty he does look familiar, doesn't he?
Yeah, this guy definitely does. There's no coincidence these things are happening. We just had Chertoff in town, and we hit him pretty hard. I think you guys even put the video up about it. And, of course, Chertoff was talking about all the terror possibilities in local and, you know, in your local areas. And the Denver Post actually put out an article here and basically talking about the Terror Watch guy here speaking that he knew of Al-Qaeda activity here in Aurora. And it's certain that Al-Qaeda had told its members via websites to go to the U.S., buy guns, and go into shopping malls, churches, and synagogues and start shooting.
Yeah, exactly. So they're saying get ready for the churches. The movie theaters were some of the targets. And then magically this guy, who is in an advanced Department of Defense-funded program in Ph.D. level for brain interface neuroscience. But the guy's wearing a mask, but now it's him, we're told, and we're all supposed to believe this.
Right. I mean, it's pretty absurd. We could definitely see the patterns of what's going on here. The Black Bloc, these guys are connected to the radical anti-imperialist movement. We've had problems with them in the past, the Barb and Mark Cohen.
They flew in the Black Bloc in 99 to Seattle with government aircraft and put them in a police-controlled area. They were publicly working for the feds. That's on record.
Yeah.
I've had Black Bloc on the street when I don't have a camera walk over and say, we're going to kill you. And I go, you work for the government. They're like, you bet we do.
And one of our guys was in Chicago during the protests a couple months ago, and he saw the people running the marches up there were the Denver Black Rod, the very people we were doing battle with.
Amazing.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You better believe that I'll be on the nightly news tonight with Darren McBreen. Also, some of the InfoWars reporters are here being interviewed for jobs. They're going to be on the nightly news tonight. And I'll be breaking down the latest to 7 o'clock Central. If you haven't gotten a 15-day free trial at PrisonPlanet.tv, it takes about a minute to sign up. Just create a username and passcode that you don't use for anything else, and then you can share it, because you can be logged in. Six people can be logged in with the same username and passcode at once. That's six memberships for $5.95 a month. Okay? We haven't run ads explaining that. I've been doing that the last few years because finally we've gotten better and better servers to where before, if I gave out, you know, too many basically free memberships, it would bog the site down. Now we've just put so much money into it and put the IT into it that it works like a charm, knock on wood. There are 17 years of my films up there. Well, first one I made was like 16 years ago. There's 16 years of TV shows, films up there. We've had the site 9+ years since April of 9 years ago, so a little more than 9 years. There's the daily radio show with streaming video, InfoWars Live, the Alex Jones Show. And then there's the nightly news, and then there's all the special alerts, everything else, my book, Paul Watson's book, a whole bunch of other documentaries we've been authorized to post there. Where filmmakers contact us and want to premiere films there. It's incredible, and you're supporting the front lines of the info war. Because I don't care if the Washington Post comes out and attacks me or the New York Times. And I want to say this before I go back to calls, because we need to be prayed for here. When Richard Poplawski in Pittsburgh killed three cops in cold blood, the former Marine did. They didn't blame the Marine Corps. By the way, I don't think they should have. They didn't blame, they blamed me. Within 1 hour of arrest, when he gave himself up, I don't ever get this. You, like, kill three people and you're not going to keep killing? Or, I mean, you know, it's so weird. He kills three cops because he's drunk. He's got two pit bulls. His mother says get rid of them. They're defecating and urinating everywhere. He's passed out. Cops will tell you the most dangerous thing is a domestic dispute. She calls the cops to throw him out because he bows up to her. But she doesn't tell him, by the way, he's waiting with a semi-automatic AK-47. So the three cops come walking up, and he just kills all three of them. And then 1 hour after he's in custody, the computers, the first thing they're thinking about is go in there and say, he did it for Alex Jones. He was a fan of Alex Jones. Now, we were able to get his handle and find out who he was from his other public postings on a bunch of other sites where he was attacking me. Well, he was a white supremacist showing off his tattoos and stuff. For whatever reason, a lot of the white supremacists really hate us because we don't get into a bunch of race stuff. And, you know, don't make our religion attacking Israel all day. And he was all over the web for years saying I was the most evil person basically on the planet. So I contacted 5 or 6 newspapers and I said, I don't want to have to sue you and I'm not litigious, but I'm going to have to. You're telling police he killed people for me. That's very dangerous. And you have no proof. And they all posted retractions. And I had some of the editors call me, and they said, well, what do you want us to do? And I said, you better do a big one, not a little retraction, a whole article retracting this, because I'm going to have to sue you. I don't like getting lawyers and suing people, but I'm going to have to come after you and I have to win because, you know, the guy's a white supremacist who basically, you know, in some cases called for violence against us and said I was going to get mine and all this stuff. And then the first thing the people running that police department did when they got in there was blame it on Alex Jones. And they had the local Southern Poverty Law Center connected guy write an article by that evening saying it was basically connected to me. And this has happened a bunch of times. When Nightline, when MSNBC, when CNN, when any of them, when New York Magazine, Rolling Stone, London Guardian, Associated Press, Reuters, syndicated radio, extra hard copy over the years, it's always... When they sit down, CBS News was here a few weeks ago. What do they say to me? Are you worried what you're saying is going to cause some violence? Gee, our country being imploded by foreign bankers, all of our liberties under attack. I mean, you know, the founders actually went out and started, you know, getting violent. I'm not calling for violence. In fact, I'm an info warrior trying to use the pen, which is mightier than the sword. History shows why it's the First Amendment and the backup's the Second. So, no, I'm the opposite of that, and everyone knows it. So stop trying to blame me. And I had the Secret Service show up here a couple of times. I've had the FBI show up and go, do you support this person on your website calling for the death of this cop? And I'm like, no. Well, why did you have moderators remove it? I didn't know they removed it. But they remove any calls for violence. Then I get attacked and I'm censoring. And I said, so stop implying I'm involved in violence. You know, the FBI killed Terrence Yagi, the cop that was exposing the fact that the FBI was involved in Oklahoma City. You want to talk about that? You want to talk about the fact, you know, don't try to set me up, okay? Because I know how the system works. And don't think just because you get 90% stage convictions or whatever, that, you know, you're going to get away with this.
The point is that we've got the New World Order circling around us. Let me tell you something. They have the White House transition chief of staff and others publicly running Think Progress funded by George Soros and the Democratic Party. I mean, these are people that actually set policy for Obama, are calling for our funding to be cut off and for us to be shut down. Media Matters, that says they'll infiltrate our, alternative media, and we're listed by them, and destroy them from within. I have to worry, new people I'm hiring, and they're all nice folks, but I have to sit there and look at them and go, is this an infiltrator? Okay, that's the world I live in. But who knows what an infiltrator can do? Plant child porn on computers, plant drugs, plant hacked material on our computers, claim we've got national security information. Again, we could be shut up any time, so pray for us, spread the word. But let me tell you, when the White House control groups come out and call for us to be shut down and say Drudge has to be dealt with because he's supporting us as well, and oh my gosh, Drudge is funding them by linking to him. I guess he's funding us today, linked to us. No, it's because we said, watch, they're going to come out and blame the Second Amendment. And then an hour later, our article was proven right in triplicate. I mean, it's not hard. We said, hey, the sun's going to come up this morning. And we were the first to put it out. So we're the, I mean, you know, we're hardworking idiots over there with the George Soros group. That's what's happening here. We've got support, dozens of legs of support. You can't just chop one out from under us as if you're just going to threaten Drudge and then Drudge isn't going to link to us. My gut, and I said this to Faroff here, I said, I bet I'm going to get more links now that they're threatening him to stop linking to us. Don't you get it? We're not here to be pushed around anymore. Do you understand that? I understand the threat. I understand the danger we're in. But who knows who they're going to blame when this comes out? Who knows? I hope they don't blame us. They're already blaming the Second Amendment, which is everybody, which is your right. So they are blaming us. They're blaming me. They're blaming you. They're blaming everybody. They're saying our guns that keep us safe. Yeah, I feel really good that some of my crew here has concealed carry, who statistically are the most law-abiding people out there and have been trained and everything. I feel so good knowing there's some heaters floating around in here. Because if somebody's really crazy and wants to do something, there's nothing you can do to stop them. Unless you've got a gun, that's your only hope. I feel really good knowing that. I feel really good that I know how to use a gun. And I mean, I know how to use them good. I know how to relax if I need to and hit the target. It's a great part about the gun. You don't have to get all, you don't have to get all Ben Grimm or, you know, the Hulk out crazy to stomp somebody like you do when, you know, some big guy's coming down on you. You don't get mad and do it. With a gun, it's just all real calm. You got to defend yourself. It's just easy as pie. And that is such a satisfying feeling. And they want to take that satisfying feeling away. It's satisfying to have an instant access pistol safe in every bedroom of my house. And to have one right up by the front door where I can just reach right over and hit the code and in a second have my firearm right there ready to defend my family. They want to take that away. They want to make me a slave like there are in all these other countries. And they're attacking all of us right now with this. When they get into his apartment that is guaranteed some little cache of setups, this whole thing stinks. It's going to be bad. And I don't know who they're going to blame, but I got a good idea. And perhaps talking about it will make them think they can't get away with it. But I've been through this repeatedly. Within 1 hour of three dead cops, they're blaming me. Came out in court. All it was what we found publicly and got the retractions with before it came out in court. It was all get Alex Jones and violence is the answer. Alex Jones is wrong. Oh, yeah, that's what he said on our site. Violence is the answer. Alex Jones is wrong and Alex Jones is going to get his. And then I get the blame. I get the blame because I'm saying don't go out and kill cops. And then I get the blame. No, I don't deserve the blame and I'm not taking it. And the Second Amendment isn't taking it either. Let's go ahead and talk to James in California. Why am I the first target, folks? Because they're scared of us. That's why. James in California, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's a pleasure to be able to speak with you finally. My name is James Martinez. I am the protege and former work colleague of Walter Boward, who wrote the book Operation Mind Control. And before his death, I kind of took over all his work. But I wanted to say to you and commend you for touching the dirtiest, ugliest truth is actually going on, and that is the harvesting and manufacturing of children for use for operations all over the world. You're precisely right. I mean, I know you're not the world's expert on this. I don't think anybody is, but it is going on. It is real. And that particular kind of center point there that's happening is why we're in the position that we're in, because it is, there's a book that was written by Ralph Metzner. It's called The Roots of War and Domination. He's a psychiatrist, and I've interviewed him, and I know him quite well, but it really actually goes into the pathology of the people at the very top that harvest these children and do this stuff.
That's what CIA mind control was all about, was people that liked to abuse children got congressional funding to do it under national security, and it's a guild. There's lots of sadists and control freaks and just mercenaries that make up different cadres, but as you get higher up the pyramid, the only people that want to betray countries and be evil is they are these demon creatures. I mean, they might as well be demons who like hurting children, and everywhere you find the New World Order, you find the abuse of innocent children. It is just so hellish.
You're dead on, so congrats for you for having the courage to bring that up.
Sir, it's not the courage, it's survival instinct. I mean, we've got to face the whole truth and make preparation for it. And you know, that's all this comes down to, is that I have committed to go all the way, and it's the only way. I mean, people think you go along with this, you survive. No, you don't. I mean, sir, pediatric cancer is up over 10,000%. If you look at major studies, many cancers in adults, 2,000, 3,000%. Diabetes, several thousand percent, type 2. They're killing us, sir. We're already dead. There's no hope but to beat them. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. We're taking calls again on the shooting mainly. Jim in Nevada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Go ahead, sir. Welcome.
Dude, man, this whole thing is... It's really tragic, man. I have kids. I have family. I imagine myself being in the movie theater, watching the movie, and having this happen to me and my family. And very scary situation.
Well, that's it. I'm going to start carrying. I'm going to start carrying a little. I've got a bunch of small handguns. With the crime increasing and everything, everybody's just got to start packing. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I noticed on my Yahoo News. I don't know. You didn't really mention this yet, but. You know how you guys were saying that that one caller that was a 50-year-old guy that was ex-military or whatever, he was saying that it's within like 4 miles or whatever of the Air Force base. Well, Yahoo News is reporting that some of the people that were shot inside the movie theater were U.S. military members. Then they released on the press conference, they said that 71 people were victims. A lot of victims, and I was thinking if some of them were U.S. military members and this new gun treaty thing's coming up, maybe things like this, these kinds of attacks, will make other U.S. military members think, well, why not confiscate guns, because look at what's happening to our own military members.
Oh, there have been military has been targeted all over the U.S. by weirdo shooters the government knows fully about and are protecting, quote, Muslim extremists. Thank you. Good point. Yeah, no. They're reporting multiple shooters. It was reported on the local news. We've confirmed this, but we're going to dig it out and like do an article on it. Now, here's an email from Greg. I was watching the Colorado news feeds all morning. Yes, so were we. They did an interview with a guy who was in Theater 9, and he stated that someone during the movie took a phone call, got out of his seat, and went to the emergency door Holmes came through. He said he appeared to do something at the door as well as gesture to someone outside the theater. I believe he said Holmes came through 5 or 10 minutes later. Well, that's like major government connections to the whole Helter Skelter cult and Charlie Manson and the fact that they wanted to cause this big race war and all this stuff. I'm telling you, folks, this is crazy, this devil cult. I believe he said Holmes came through 5 or 10 minutes after. I have not heard anything about that after that. Yeah, I mean, look, the whole thing, it's just it makes me sick. To sit here and watch this happen, and I'm going to shoot a special video right after the show that'll go up on Infowars.com. We've got all the breaking news right there on the site right now. Dan in Virginia, you're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
You just covered what I was going to go after. Those doors all open to the outside. There's no way you can kick your way in. So, like I said, he had to have help. This reeks of an inside job.
And notice the police say, oh, he just kicked his way in, when they know full well that's basically impossible. And it's like open and shut, and oh, he gave himself up peacefully. I mean, I will guarantee. I mean, this whole thing, I'm sorry, it just follows the MO.
You're absolutely right. It's. I'm going to go see this movie this weekend, but I'm not going alone. You know what I mean? I'll be at the range in the morning.
Just well, sure. I mean, what do you think about the timing of the UN treaty in a week and a half, 2 weeks?
Oh man, this is perfect timing. 2 weeks? I mean,
need two votes in the Senate. They didn't have it, and now it looks like they're going to get it. Can you believe it?
I'm going to be making 3 phone calls when I get done with you. And they're going right to the Hill.
All right. Got anything else?
Got a question for you.
Okay.
I'm also going to take a day off, and I'm going to the Hill to deliver the internment and Army manual to my 2 senators and my congressman. Do you think I'm going to get out of the building okay?
Oh, yeah. No, you should bring all those documents to them and say, you know this is going on. Now I want answers. Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food. For example, purchase a 1-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Military personnel inside the theater when this event took place, this false flag
And let me tell you, if you don't know that's what all the signs say, you're dumber than a box of rocks. Gunman kills 12 in Denver shooting at Batman movie. This is Reuters. It's up to 14 now. He looked like he was in the military or like he was a SWAT person. So he just kind of blended in with the chaos of the crowd. People thought he was probably like a cop or something. Witness Jennifer Seeger told NBC's Today. That's what a bunch of other witnesses say. And people thought it was part of the movie. They kept sitting there because they're in suspended disbelief. It's their movie. Nothing's going to wreck it, even the bullet going into their baby's head. There are going to be other days for politics, I think. And this day for prayer and reflection, while he has his surrogates out demonizing the Second Amendment, Obama told supporters at a previously scheduled campaign event in Fort Myers, Florida, which he cut short to address the shooting. Oh, just like Bush on 9/11 with the pet goat. You know them by the script. The scripting is the evidence. If you believe that they've got a few votes they need to get that treaty that Obama says he's going to sign, and this happens right before, and it happens right in the same quadrant of the secret government area of Denver. Dear Columbine, if you think all that happened on accident, ladies and gentlemen, you are insane. This is a big deal, folks. This is a big deal. Let's go to Neil in North Carolina. You're on the air, Neil.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. It looks bad, though. I tell you, this looks like some of those staged Russian shootings they've done to get a police state. Looks like that same kind of model.
I got you. I got a couple things. I know I got a short period of time. First off, I'm active duty military, and I'm currently stationed in North Carolina. And you got a lot of supporters out here, man. I ordered the paint stencil and 125 bumper stickers and 400 cards. And they've been getting passed out like candy on Halloween, man.
We've got a lot of stuff like that at cost at InfoWarsShop.com for new listeners. Very effective to wake people up. What's your take on this shooting?
I'm actually originally from Colorado. I was in Colorado when Columbine happened. And I don't know, like everyone's been saying, it's pretty convenient timing. It's, yeah, I don't know.
It always happens right before a key gun control bill. Always.
Exactly.
I mean, this is really obvious.
Two more things, Alex. Actually sent some pictures of my truck. I painted my truck all up with Infowars.com. Like I said, I've been handing that stuff out.
What email did you send it to, and we'll post it if you want?
Kurt Nemo, I think, your editor.
All right. Resend it to Show Tips, sir. Create a group at planetinfowars.com. That way we see everything and, you know, don't miss it. But great job, buddy. So you say a lot of folks are waking up in your area?
Oh, yeah. I've probably actively witnessed 75 people I've talked to get on the website at least, and it's all over my truck, so I'm sure a few more people are getting into it.
And are they telling you later it's waking them up, or they're confirming, or they're clicking with the info?
Some people are having a hard time finding certain resources, and I've been kind of trying to guide them through where to find certain information.
Well, good job, brother. God bless you. Keep it up. Pray for this country. Pray for the world. Bottom line, this tragedy is going to be used to take our liberties, and it's a cultural mind control that causes people to get into this type of violence. And even mainline psychologists are saying that, so the word's getting out. I'll be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. A lot of breaking news will be coming out at InfoWars.com. Watch the site.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The
Kator hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.